Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's good to be back in the fellowship here, to be with you wonderful people. Before I share a word of God, I have my friend Doug Vinn. I'm going to ask him to come and he can share his testimony with you. Yeah. Doug's been my friend and he's been my fishing partner and stuff. And I think we distributed about 2,600 sockeye last summer. So.
2,600? I didn't know there was that many in the run. Oh, you got it first.
Well, that's why the Fraser don't got no more. Doug is a musician and he's a praise and worship leader.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be here. I was here a few years ago, and I got to share my brother Herb, and it was awesome. And since then, I've been involved in street ministry, both in Terrace and in Prince George. God has made a way where I thought there was no way. Yes. But I have brother that well, we knew we traveled a lot together, and a few years ago I found out that we shared the same father. We're brothers, and it was so awesome. And after coming from losing two brothers, I found out that I had a brother that he was my own brother, but we ministered together for years, and we had fun, and well, things are better. We minister in Terrace at the Field of Faith, and it's so awesome to watch street people. I don't call them alcoholics or drunks. I say they're people with a problem, and the only way we can help them is through prayer, and that's what we've been doing. And I thank God that we're able to be here to encourage you in one way or another. And there's a song that I wanted to sing. I'm not the best guitar player or singer in the world, but God said to give your best and do your best, and that's what I do. It's a testimony song. People said I'd never make, said I'd never see it through. They don't know what keeps me going, 'cause they never have met you. Well, my life was in shambles till the day you came along.
Turn my tears into laughter. Lord, I'm still holding on. And I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. 'Cause you gave me a smile. Touch my heart, touch my soul. In the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I'll burn them to the ground. 'Cause I'm still holding the best thing I ever found. Won't it likely not to prosper? Just left you hanging on my head. Never count on nothing. Like what most people say. Oh, I'm known to be unsaid. Never stayed around too long. Oh, but Lord, you're the treasures I've been searching for. Lord, I'm still holding on. And I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. 'Cause you gave me a smile. Touch my heart, touch my soul. In the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I'll burn them to the ground. 'Cause I'm still holding on. You're the best thing I ever found. And I'm still holding on. You're the best thing I ever found.
Encouragement that I get each and every day from different friends, and really I get inspired by people like my brother Herb, and seeing people like you in a church, in the house of God. It's like I said earlier, it's a safe place to be, no matter what you think. This song I want to leave with you, and it's, I'll turn it back over to my brother. It's called Let It Rise.
Let the glory of the Lord rise among you. Let the glory of the Lord rise among you. Let the praises of the King rise among us. Let it rise. Let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Let the song of the Lord rise among you. Let the song of the Lord rise among you. Let the glory of the King rise among you. Let it rise. bed is round. Oh, let it rise. Let the Spirit of the Lord rise among you. Let the Spirit of the Lord rise among you. Let the Spirit of the King rise among you. Let it rise. Let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among you. Let the glory of the Lord rise among you. Let the praises of the King rise among them. Let it rise. Let it rise.
Glory of the Lord rise in Cloverdale. God bless you.
Thank you, Doug. Hello. Hello. Is it on? I'm just not listening. Praise God. It's good to be here. Be able to share a bit of the Word of God. Praise God. I am known as at home as Chiwa. Chiwa is my hereditary chief name. And when I get introduced as a chief, I say that I'm a chief bottle washer. Can't hear me? Hello? How's that? Better? Okay. Today I want to share about what the Word of God says about how the Lord reveals himself to his people. You recall the story of Moses and his the people in Egypt, how the Lord heard their cries, and how the Lord had to make himself real to the Egyptians in order to get the freedom for God's people. And you recall the story of how the Israelites, or the people of Israel, crossed the Red Sea. And you heard the very familiar story about how God parted the Red Sea so that the people could cross. And one of the things that's happening in our world today is, thank you. One of the things that's happening in our world today is different commentators to try to minimize the miracles that the Lord did. One of the recent commentator that I come across, he kind of explained that the miracle of the parting of the Red Sea was not really that great a thing, because God took these Israelites and took them to the narrow end of the Red Sea, so they crossed. That was where they would cross. You know, and that's kind of like a kids and as young people, we heard the story and we know about the many miracles that the Lord did for the people of Israel. And another commentary was about the manna. Another commentary said that the bread of heaven wasn't really a bread of heaven. It was something that they got out of a tree that was local in that area at the time where they were at. And then it would seep out of the tree and it would form a wafer. It's just like we do with the maple leaf syrup, I guess. But the point I'm saying is there's things going on in this world that are, you know, the book of Acts talks about, you know, how some of the people resist the work of the Holy Spirit. How the Holy Spirit is present, and then you find there's different things going on that would try to minimize the work of God. The most recent scripture that I wanted to have a look at was in Exodus 32, verse 1 to 14. You'll find the scripture talking about when Moses went up back up the mountain and how he came down and the people of Israel or the people in the wilderness had brought in all their gold with Aaron as the leader and they made a golden calf out of it. And the point being taking a different direction from the direction that God wanted them to go. And that's one of the common things that we come across these days is how we get distracted and we lose our focus on the direction that the Holy Spirit wants us to go. And then in Psalm 106, verse 1 through 6 and verse 9 to 23, it talks about the same story of how the Hebrew people, how they got distracted and started looking at the wrong, going in the wrong direction. And then we note that in Psalms 106, verse 1 through 6, that the community is confessing. There's a confession of what they've done wrong, and that's kind of important to note because when I speak in Gitchen, I speak Gitchen fluently, and when I talk about when I'm asked to pray, I pray in so many words. I would say that the people in your community, talking about Slegedis Kalcheban, and referring to the kingdom of God, being a member of the kingdom of God, and so here we find the community confession of for the wrongs that they've done and for being distracted and for losing their focus and stuff. But the main scripture I wanted to look at is in Philippians 4, verse 1 through 9. So we could, those of you that have your Bibles, we could have a look at that. Philippians 4, verse 1 through 9. That's why we have ribbons in the Bible, right? Okay, reading beginning from the very first verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and my crown, in this way, stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord. Indeed, true companion, I ask you also to help these women who have shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the Book of Life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all comprehension, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, if there are any excellence and if any worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice there these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Praise God for his word. You know, it's here we see again some more instructions from the Word of God and how to focus on what God is doing around us and stuff. You know, I've been to places where God has really manifested himself amongst the people. I've been, you know, like I feel such an anointing here. My hands, and I'm shaking. My whole body is shaking because the power of God is so great in this place. You know, I remember being at a service in Hazleton, and we had a guest ministry, and the guest ministry was finished, and he'd praying, closing prayer. He asked, like I was helping to be the platform man, so they asked me to close in prayer. And on my way up, I was on this side of the platform, for example. I was on my way up to pray. Just as I put my first foot on the step to get on the platform, the Holy Spirit laid me down very gently. You know, that's what happens. Man gets in the way when the Holy Spirit is moving. God is doing something, and somebody has this great idea. Well, I'm gonna show them how it's done, or I'm gonna tell them how to do it, or something. Anyway, the pastor, he decided, well, maybe I could go and close the service. So he tried to enter the platform on this side. Same thing happened to him. Very gently, the Holy Spirit laid him down. And But you see, that's an example of the power of God. The power of God is real, you know. And our guest ministry, he got up and he says, you know, he says, if you put your hand up like that, he says, you're going to touch and you're going to feel the glory of God. It's hovering above us, he said. It's hovering. The power of God is hovering. And there's a lady, one of our sisters in the back in the very last row. She says, she called Doug's brother, Sam. Sam, call me an ambulance. I don't feel well. I don't know what's going on. This is too much for me. There's an example of not being comfortable in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. We need to learn to be comfortable in the presence of God. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things about when God to be real in our lives, we have to be able to come to what Scripture calls the knowledge of God. Yes. The knowledge of God is knowing what's He like. Does He show Himself and how does He show Himself to us? Praise God. You know, I read in the Scripture, like I think it's in Malachi, it talks about, it shows us the nature of God, that He transcends time and space. Imagine that. We are able to also transcend time and space through the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know, like when you're praying, for example, and you're praying for somebody that's sick, like we're up in Hazleton and someone is ill at St. Paul's Hospital or something, and you'd actually almost feel like you're in that person's room at St. Paul's just by being connected and linked with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Right. Praise God, you know, and that's how real the Lord is, you know. Scripture tells us that in John 3:34, for example, talks about the anointing of the Holy Spirit, talking about the anointing that Jesus received when He was baptized by John the Baptist. He said that the anointing He received was without measure. Praise God. You know, and you find in the book of Psalms 23, my cup runneth over. Yeah. How many people are having their cups running over with the anointing of the Holy Spirit today? Praise God. You know, and the other part of the anointing of the Holy Spirit is when Jesus sent out His disciples, He breathed on them. You'll find that in John 19, I think, is He breathed on His disciples and instructed them, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." Praise God. You know, there's things going on that in your spirit, and I know, like a lot of times, you have this hunger in your spirit, that you want that hunger to be fulfilled. And that's the anointing of the Holy Spirit giving you that strong desire. Praise God. And you know, I come across the Scripture. It says that the fullness of the Godhead bodily is available to each one of us. You know, the fullness of all that the Lord is, the fullness of all that He has to offer us is available to us. Man, I'm shaking more and more. Yeah, praise God. Yes. And, you know, I come across the Scripture also, like when we have the fullness of the Godhead bodily, we can flow together as one body. We can flow, and it doesn't matter what race we are, but we can flow together. You know?
Lord, yes.
You know, there's one of my friends, he calls it kinship, kindred spirit. Yeah, we are the same in our spirit and stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, the Holy Spirit is a wonderful gift to have.
Yes. And
the anointing of the Holy Spirit is very precious. It's the scripture talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we all have different gifts. We all operate in different levels and these gifts of the Holy Spirit. And in Matthew 22, it talks about a wedding, being called to a wedding. And in order to come to this wedding, you need to change your garment. You have to put on a brand new garment fit for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Praise God. And this is what I always like to share is First Corinthians, I believe, talks about the Lord making everything new. Old things are passed away, and everything is made new.
This is
the work of the Holy Spirit. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, and it's important. It's important to be mindful of what it's required for us to enter into the kingdom of God. Praise God. And that scripture is an invitation to the wedding banquet. It's like an invitation into the kingdom of God. Praise God. And we're gifted as Christian people. We're asked to go out and to proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And it's important that we're able to learn what it is that the Lord is saying. One of the things that I know is very real in the lives of God's people is that God gives them revelation. The Lord gives you revelation about something.
Yes.
Whatever it is you're doing, wherever you are, praise God. Thank you, sister. And you know that revelation could be something like what Pastor Randy shared about his good heart. Praise God. You know, I praise God for that. You know, and I have a cousin who is in St. Paul's Hospital, and he was having heart problems as well, and they couldn't figure out what was causing that. But, you know, you pray for someone, and the Lord would change that heart condition, and a doctor would turn around and give a diagnosis, oh, he just had a slight infection.
Yeah, really.
Praise God. Yeah. And no, those are just examples of what it can be to walk with God. And I completed 4 years of at the School of Theology at UBC. And you know, I had real strong faith before I went into that school of theology. You know, like, the thing about it is nothing wrong with them. There's good in all of the knowledge and stuff that they've recorded and have explained and all of these different things on record. But when I was counseling at the treatment center, I worked for a treatment center for 10 years. And I used to tell my clients that they need to have ears on their hearts. So one of the clients made a heart with willow sticks and put ears on it. So anyway, the point I'm making is intellectual stuff is fine. It's good to intellectualize and to understand stuff. But you need to understand that it's important that it has to come from your innermost being.
Yes. Yes.
The power of the Holy Spirit can touch people's lives through you. Just, man, I can't stop shaking. You know, the power of the Holy Spirit will do that. Oh, there's my phone ringing now. I'm hooked up to that. But anyway, I thank God for this place of fellowship. And you know, you are wonderful people. I came here somewhat 10 years ago. Was that been a relationship's been that long? And I found, you know, that the people here truly love Herb. Like I can't believe how much. Like my cup runs over when I come to this place. Praise God, and I want to thank you for that. I pray that that you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I pray that that you will be obedient to the call in your life. And you may seem foolish, no matter where you are. You might be on your way to McDonald's and you come across someone who has a spiritual need, and you'd be able to respond to help in that particular situation.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. So thank you, Randy, for having us here today, and thank you. God bless every one of you.